Do you realize President Trump's approval rating is right now better than Ronald Reagan's at this point in his presidency? You would not know that if you watch CNN. So I'm just letting all you trolls on the text line know what's actually going on in the country. See, that's what happens when you tune in here. You tune in here out of rage, expecting to hear all kinds of crazy hate that they tell you we spew on CNN. And then you actually start learning what's going on in the world. Yeah, so, you know, if you listen to those, if you listen to those stations, he's terribly unpopular and nobody likes him. But no, he is outpacing Ronald Reagan at this point in his presidency. And there's something else going on here, too. And if you're hearing the hysteria, like the constant, never-ending racial hysteria that is thrown at President Trump, that goes on and on and on and on and on. And it's just, it is spoken of as fact on a lot of these television stations that he is a racist. Although there's never any really, you know, proof of that offered. It's just, he's just racist. And we say he is. Why are you hearing that? Well, it's going to get worse. Now, you think it could be worse than that? It's going to get worse. Let me tell you why. Donald Trump's approval ratings with Black Americans just hit 31%, up 13 points in 1 year. Let me repeat that for you. His approval ratings with Black Americans hit 31%, up 13 points in 1 year. Now, you're thinking, if you don't know a lot about politics, you think 31% is terrible. Well, no, she's great. Black people tend to vote Democrat somewhere between 90 and 92% of the time. I mean, so, you know, approval rating for Bush with Blacks, at one point was thought to be wonderful at 12%. So, I mean, you're talking about 31%. You got to understand something. If Black Americans, if 20% of Black Americans started voting for Republicans, just 20, yeah, 20, 21%, 22 to really be a strong showing, Democrats' goose would be cooked at the national level. I mean, this is a historic number. Nobody has ever done this before. But then I find myself saying that all the time about Trump. This is with Rasmussen reports. This is not approval. This is actual votes. In the last 10 presidential election cycles, the highest Black vote share for a Republican was 12% for Bob Dole in 1996. If Trump captured 25% of the African-American vote, he'd win the 2020 election in a landslide. Now, that's not going to happen. But with Democrats having alienated white male voters the way that they have, which is essentially them saying, you know, hit the road, Jack, and don't come back. And just the constant virulent anti-male rhetoric, which, by the way, at some point I watch this and I think, you know, at some point, do they think Black males can't hear this male trashing, never ending, on and on and on? And it's just like the stuff the Washington Post does, printing that editorial about how hating men is a good option. We ought to begin to actively discriminate against them. They didn't say white men, they said men. You know, like Black men hear that stuff too, you know. So, I mean, you're looking at this. I mean, for Trump to have done this in a year. And you know what? You know how he did it? He's talking about things that matter to people. He's treating people as individuals. We have so much more in common in this country than we have not in common. You know, we all struggle. We all want to pay our bills. We all want to feel financially secure. We all want a job. We want a good paying job. We want to be appreciated at our job. We want to be wanted at our job. We want to be needed at our job. We don't want our job to go to somebody who is not legally in this country who has been brought in to depress our wages on purpose and dilute the voting pool and the worker pool. We want all of those things. So we've been tracking this. You know, think about this for a minute. What issue is leading this? It's the one that the Republican Party, remember the postmortem on Romney? Now, Romney lost because we were against illegal immigration. We got to do some amnesty. Then they'll like us. Trump went the opposite way. What's the one issue he wins the biggest on with Hispanics and Black Americans? Immigration. They get it. They've seen it. They know where the jobs went. And when I say Hispanics and Black Americans, you're saying Hispanics. What are you talking about? Well, those that are legally here, they know where their jobs went to people who aren't legally here. They don't like that. And that's how you get in the Harvard-Harris poll, 60% of Black Americans and 61% of Hispanic Americans saying they disagree. They disagree with the Democrats' policies. They agree with Trump's policies on immigration, disagree with the Democrats. He's got their full attention. And so if you hear three times a day, five times a day, Trump's a racist, that's why they're in a panic. And here's where the Democrats' hands are tied. Democrats have gotten to the point. It used to be when I worked at Creative Loafing and I was the only conservative on staff and I worked with a bunch of rabid liberals, right? I can remember having a conversation with my liberal editor. He hated corporations, all corporations. No matter, you know, what they did, what they produced, how helpful it was, any of that, if they were large corporation, could not stand the idea of a large corporation. But he would tell me, I'm all for small business. I'm fine with that. Okay, it's all business, just scale. But it was okay to be for small business back then. It was like 15 years ago. Nancy Pelosi is asked, you know, hey, Trump talks about jobs. You going to have jobs? You going to create jobs? Y'all going to have jobs, you know, platform? And she says, yes, we would love to create jobs through government infrastructure. In other words, you can't even say anymore in the Democrat Party that you want jobs. You can't, because that would imply business success. You can't say that you want the economy to be healthy. That would imply business success. You can't say that you want to see companies hire a lot of people. That would imply business success. We can't have business success. And we can't have business success because the liberal philosophy is based, it's not a political philosophy, it's a psychological philosophy, and it's based on jealousy. It is based on, no, we're not going to help you get ahead, but we're going to take that guy who you were jealous of down. And they don't want to hear that guy is going to succeed, even if he does it in an honest way. So you cannot say to these people, we're going to create jobs. You can't even say anywhere we're going to create small business jobs. It's got to be government job, it can't be. It's no good. And they're tied by their lunatic fringe primary voters. They can't say these things. So they can't even talk to black people, Hispanic people, white collar people, middle class people anymore. Because they don't have anything to talk to us about. I don't want a job in government infrastructure. I want a job. Oh, we can't talk to you. Yeah, no. And so she wasn't even willing to say jobs. It had to be government jobs. Their hands are tied. And so all they got is Trump's a racist. And every Republican's a racist. And everyone who loves a Republican is a racist. And everyone who's married to a Republican is a racist. And everybody who even knows a Republican and is nice to them sometimes and doesn't throw feces at them like Antifa is a racist. That's all they got. They got nothing. And it's not working anymore, folks. It's not working anymore.